This is Ozarks at Large. Friday, Bentonville will be celebrating Oktoberfest. It will be part of the First Friday celebration that takes place almost every first Friday of the year. To help me talk about Oktoberfest in downtown Bentonville is Daniel Hintz. He's the executive director of Downtown Bentonville Incorporated. Welcome back to KUAF.
Well, thanks so much. I'm excited to be back. We are bringing a bit of Bavaria to Bentonville on October 1st for the First Friday. Themed Oktoberfest, the event will incorporate like live folk music, polka, traditional German foods. PepsiCo is going to have their mug root beer garden back again. We're really stoked about that. And then Walmart, who's a big First Friday season sponsor, is also going to be providing free balloons and working on our broad eating contest, our yodeling contest. And I'm dressing up as a chicken again for the second year in a row to do a world record, or at least for Bentonville, chicken dance on the square. Last year we had 400 or 500 people all doing the chicken dance at the exact same time. We need to beat 500 people doing the chicken dance.
And that's the
That's right. It's absolutely ridiculous, but loads of fun.
Who will be playing the chicken dance? Will it be a recorded version, or will you have live music?
We always have live music at First Friday, and of course we will make the request of the band. During that time, it will be our headliner, who's Chris Rybeck, and he's out of Austin, Texas, and he is a Czech accordion playing cowboy. So not only does he play a lot of the traditional tunes on his accordion, and he's actually quite well known throughout Texas, but he throws in a little bit of Cajun country and Tex-Mex as well. So it's going to be a very interesting montage of music that evening. Supposedly he knows how to play it.
If he is a Czech accordion player, It's hard to believe that he would not know the chicken dance.
One would think, and One would hope. So we will admit perhaps doing the chicken dance to live music.
Yodeling contest.
Yes, a yodeling contest. They were reprising this again from last year. So folks get up there and they yodel, and through audience participation, the audience then chooses who's the best yodeler in the group. Now, we have age categories. We have those under 18 and those over 18. We help the kids along and everybody wins, but when the adults get up there, we mock them mercilessly, and it's actually really quite fun.
It starts at lunch hour.
That's correct, 11:30 to 1, and then it picks back up again at 5 o'clock, goes to about 8:30.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Chris Rybeck. Other music as well, though, right?
Absolutely. Well, we have Naturally Brass, who's been there for the past 2 years. We started Oktoberfest 2 years ago, and so they're coming back. Great, great band. The Bentonville High School Choir is actually raising money to go to Germany, and so they're going to be singing a bunch of traditional German tunes, and they're going to be doing the Dollar Dance. And if you've ever experienced sort of a German-American wedding, I'm from Milwaukee, so of course that's par for the course. People dance, and you throw dollar bills, and it helps with the wedding, helps raise money
for the dowry, right?
Well, we're going to try to do this to try to help the Bentonville High School kids get to Germany. There's also another fundraiser that's going on. This is through PepsiCo, and they're raising money for ALS. And so another opportunity is you get your free mug of root beer, put a dollar in these large barrels that will be around, and they'll be raising money for ALS as well.
Mm-hmm. So you have lunchtime, then the early evening, 5 to 8:30.
Correct. And not only are we having modern-day music and stuff, but we're going way, way back in time. We're working with the Society for Creative Anachronisms, and they are dressing up like the Teutonic Knight era. So they'll have knight fights and all kinds of cool stuff. They'll be doing crafts and music and armor from way back in the day, northern Germany. So we're taking the whole Oktoberfest thing, and we're going way back in time. So we can start in the 11th century, 12th century, and then move our way up into the now.
Where will these Society for Creative Anachronism fights take place?
They'll be right on the square. We have an area cordoned off for them, of course. Though a lot of the little kids would love to join in. We certainly keep everybody back. So they have a part of the square, and then we have a lot of our regular vendors. And then the Mug Root Beer Garden is going to be over in front of the Arvest Bank on 2nd Street. And through there, Northwest Arkansas Community College, their culinary program is back with their homemade bratwurst. We also have Hot Dog Alley with bratwurst. River Grill is going to be making Bierocks, which is a traditional German pastry. They're going to be there. Yum Catering is also going to have roasted pork and chicken on a bed of sauerkraut, very traditional sort of Oktoberfest food, as well as a lot of our other foods that we have there for the festivals, Table Mesa, the Station Cafe. So there's a lot of choices.
This will be the first Friday in a while where there's actually going to be a nip in the air.
Yes. And it's about time, quite frankly. Trying to set up these events in 1,000-degree heat is rather difficult. So we're very much looking forward to this Friday.
Full schedule, all of the things can be found at downtownbentonville.org.
That's correct.
Then the next day, as always, there will be
the Farmer's Market. Yeah. Absolutely. The Farmer's Market's back on now. The last Farmer's Market is October 30th. But usually what we do after the first Fridays, because we have the stage and everything set up, we usually have some larger programs. Talking about the Farmer's Market, though, we're very, very excited to say that we'll now be offering the SNAP program, which is sort of like the food stamp program, to allow even more access to local fresh produce for all kinds of different folks. And so now we do WIC, the Senior Farmer's Market Nutritious Program, and SNAP. This has been a major goal of ours to be able to do this. And so we're really excited to get that launched and definitely want to be able to thank the Walmart Foundation for providing the funds for us to get that program started.
And that starts this Saturday?
That starts this Saturday. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we go back to the first Friday. Of course, we can't do what we do without the support of folks like Walmart and PepsiCo and the city of Bentonville, the Bentonville Convention and Visitors Bureau, Walton Arts Center. All these folks and the whole community kind of really help us make these events what they are.
And for the second year in a row, you're going to be in a chicken suit.
Yes.
Do you own a chicken suit or do you rent?
No, we actually own several of these suits. I don't have a hard time finding costumes now anymore, whether it's a leprechaun, a chicken, you name it, a dog.
Okay. Yeah. Daniel Hintz is the executive director of Downtown Bentonville Incorporated. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Kyle.